Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Things rolling with a bit of an update from our friends at Peterson Farm Seed. Kelsey Stumble, she's out and about. Are you guys driving in the truck together, you and Rick, right now? Are you staring out the window, looking at some fields currently? Is that what you're up to?
He's not with me today, but so you can't quite pick on him yet. But
well, the other part of it is, so what do you think about, one other question, what do you think about our wild this year? Are you finally, the big question I have, not about agriculture, is Kelsey finally going to be able to make it to a wild game this year?
I got my fingers crossed, but I don't know. There's a lot going on this year.
I know there is. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. You're obviously in that, I guess you're more central, but still western North Dakota in that Garrison area. I know you've been traveling. I first called you up. I thought, oh, I'll get the update. What's going on up in that neck of the woods? And you're like, I haven't been here. I've been all over the place. So you two have been traveling around trying to get, I want to call it a book, but it's like the annual Peterson Farm Seed magazine now, right? Because this is the second year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that, we're actually, that's on hold right now.
Oh, it is.
We're looking at a lot of genetic plots.
Ah, okay. Did not know that. Well, let's, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's just give kind of an update on what you're seeing, first of all, in your neck of the woods. So how much rain did you guys get up in that McHenry area?
That area, we saw about, really, about a half an inch, an inch and a half.
Okay. And as you kind of expand out, go ahead.
Across the state, probably heard up to 3.5, but most people are floating about that 2.
Okay. And what kind of impact is that having on the harvest? Now, I would think for the most part it may be just delayed things, but I did hear from some folks up in the Devil's Lake area that they were literally like ready to go out and get their soybeans, so it kind of put them in a bad spot because they were dried out, they were ready to go. So getting 2 inches probably wasn't the best timing on that one, but I would imagine for the most part growers are kind of happy to see the rain come in, even if it's a couple inches.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, we ask for rain all summer, and then when we're trying to combine, it shows up. But across the state, I'm okay with the rain. Most guys have started the beans, maybe poked into the corn, so they're sitting okay. They're not in too much of a hurry.
Okay. Have you heard any numbers yet? I think soybeans are a little bit ahead. They should be a little bit ahead, but I have also had a few people tell me this year that they may be taking their corn before the soybeans. But have you heard any early indication on how the soybean yield is going to be?
Soybeans are across the board this year. I've heard some pretty low numbers. I've heard some pretty good numbers. I'm thinking the beans are going to come out about average.
Okay. And timing-wise, have you heard anybody that's actually getting into corn before soybeans, or are they doing more traditional soybeans than corn?
There's been a few people. They had caught up on the soybeans that were ready, and they went out and hand-shelled some corn, and they said, this might actually go.
It's ready to go. All right.
So, yeah.
As far as walking the corn, what are you thinking? Is that pretty much like the soybeans kind of all over the board, or is it looking pretty good?
It's looking like it held on a lot better than the beans. Early numbers I've heard, we're hearing average to above average. So I'm optimistic that it's going to hold on, and we could see some good corn.
I know you don't have to travel that far east, though, to find some bad-looking corn. I had that message sent to me, I think, late last week, a friend of mine. And generally, I always kept hearing that, oh, it's better than expected. Yeah, it's okay. It's looking pretty decent. And there were some fields that did not have well-developed ears of corn, and just the drought really played havoc in some areas. And I think we're kind of used to that because they're definitely the have and have-nots this year.
Yeah, that is for sure. You hit it right on the head. Anywhere where the rain hits, it's going to show on the yield monitor this year.
Okay. What are some of the things as we get close to harvest time for the corn? What are some of the things if people are walking through the field that they should be looking for? Maybe checking the stock?
Yep, exactly. The biggest thing right now, especially with the corn sneaking up on us, maybe being ready in the middle of bean harvest, we really want guys to keep an eye on their stock health. So go through your corn, push on it a little bit. If things start snapping off and tipping over, making sure that field is a priority on your list. So you don't want that to get away from you. might be the kind of thing some guys need to shut down during beans and switch over to corn if you've got some stock issues.
How about for soybeans? You're not that far away either, where there were some issues when I was visiting with the folks from NDSU, and I didn't think there was any white mold, but there was some found in North Dakota, some of the areas that had gotten rain, and some other sudden death issues. So for the soybeans themselves, were there any issues in your neck of the woods?
I think we escaped a lot of that. I think most of the places I was hearing about white mold was kind of the common, they see it all the time. SDS is creeping in, but isn't a huge issue yet. We're seeing it more in the southeast part of the state. So
yeah,
hopefully it stays down there.
Yep. Well, and it's not prevalent, but it's definitely around. It's something to definitely keep an eye out for. All right, and then to get back to the final phase. So you guys are out, you're driving around, you're looking at what?
We're looking at genetic suppliers. We're looking at new products, looking at the new and shiny, some of the stuff that's been around for a while.
Okay.
It's a fun time for us. We get to geek out.
You get to bring out the pencil protectors and pocket protectors and all the slide rollers. I bet Rick is in his heyday. I'm gonna get a shot in on him anyway. This would be his heyday. I don't know you well enough yet, but I bet he's got every ruler and every. Does he take like 1,000 photos? Is that kind of part of the deal? Do you guys take a lot of photos when you're out checking these things out?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Is there any...
Rick is out there with his clipboard and taking his notes.
Well, if you can get down the weather station that he carries around with him at the same time, that would be all right. GDUs, by the way, do you know where we ended up? How far ahead we are? Are we still ahead?
I think the highest we had... Oh, yeah, the whole area's ahead. I think the highest we had, somebody ended the season about 320 ahead.
Okay.
I think the lowest was about 150.
All right, very good. Well, hopefully you guys get some fun things that you can share with us. By the way, when you guys get done putting all this data together, will this be in the magazine, the book you guys are putting out, or is this something that people have to maybe check out online?
We'll have all of our yield data available online, but any of our agronomic studies that we've done will be in our book this year.
Okay, petersonfarmseed.com is the website. Kelsey, thank you so much for popping on, and good luck. Are you doing that the rest of this week, touring around?
Yep, all week.
All right, Rick's got to buy the food. That's what I said, so there you go. Maybe you don't want him to pick. All right, thank you, Kelsey. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, coming up to the bottom of the hour, I got the world's shortest music. I seriously have got to go through his banjo music here and clear out some of the 8-second intro musics. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back,